open door policy in the studio. Yes. Did you know, so yesterday was kind of odd, the wrap-up of softball. Oklahoma won another national title. It's their fifth national title. It was the bizarre schedule where they went an extra day, so they played an afternoon game. It began right at 2 o'clock. That was a great Oklahoma team. That'll be one of the best teams ever in the history of women's college softball, and the whole thing was entertaining. We talked about it numerous times. It's a TV sport, moves quick, doesn't take all day. People are on to softball in the College World Series. It drew over 2 million for their game on Wednesday, which was in prime time. It drew better than the NHL playoff game. Like, a lot better. Wow. NHL playoff game on Wednesday night in the same time slot going head-to-head was 1.4. The softball was 2 million. Keep that number in mind when we get to the Men's College World Series beginning a week from tomorrow and what the ratings will be like, because they will be going up against the Euro Cup. The Euro Cup will be running simultaneously, and there also will be coverage of the Olympic swim trials that big NBC will be carrying. So be curious to see what the College World Series for baseball looks like. But for softball, man, they have found a period on ESPN where people are tuning in. 3 million people, they think, on average, watched this year's Women's College World Series. And they did really well on Wednesday, but it was odd yesterday to go home and you're watching a national championship game in the afternoon. Very similar to when Coastal Carolina and Arizona, because of weather, got pushed back a day, and Coastal Carolina won the national championship in an afternoon. What was that, a Thursday afternoon? Yeah. Started like at 1. I think they let people in for free, if I recall.
Wow.
Yeah, well, because the schedule was off because of the rain. Yeah. But that was the same with softball, and softball did well on TV. All right, Brian Christopherson's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.